Our 11 o'clock temperature reading 53 degrees, humidity 80%. The revised forecast for New York City and vicinity. Mostly sunny this afternoon, a high around 60. Clear tonight, low near 45 in the city. In the upper 30s north and west of the city. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 60. And the outlook for Wednesday, partly cloudy, but a high again near 60 degrees. 28 before noon, Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. A little later on, Dennis Elsis will be outlining some of the things he'll be doing this week. And I can remind you again that we're exploring on this first day of our get-together the musical building blocks around which this radio station was indeed built. And you must remember that I associate and remember these first days not as a participant, but just like you, as a listener. And there is one selection that I will always think of in terms of the first few days and months of WNEW-FM. It was such a surprise coming from a group or a duo that had been better known for just some modestly successful hit singles on the coattails of the British invasion earlier of the decade. And then suddenly, in 1967, out of nowhere came Of Cabbages and Kings, from Chad and Jeremy.
Progress we've made. Get your vitamin quota in your soup ready made. Forget that there's hunger around you. Look at the progress we've seen.
you should cut down on sugar and cream. You can't button your jacket around you. Overcrowded world, what happens now? Better pray to your gods and hope that somehow, far from the shack you call home, they aren't burning the grain that has ripened and grown, 'cause the prices have fallen again. So eat up your rice, Billy dear. They're starving in India, at least that's what I hear. Come on, my child, cram it down you.
That's Chad and Jeremy from their album of Cabbages and Kings and the Progress Suite that had just entered the charts at number 99 as an album the first week of our existence 10 years ago. It's 5 till noon at WNEW-FM in New York. Let's wrap up this hour of our program with a song the Buffalo Springfield had on the charts our first week.
John!